Remember Meghan Trainor's style when she first topped the charts in 2014?
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
Well, with her new album, Taking It Back, she's taking back that old school sound that made her famous.
All the comments I've seen recently are like, oh yes, this is our Meghan Trainor from 2014. We love her and miss her. So I'm just trying to take it back to that time, but like an elevated version.
Let's talk about what's changed with you since your last album. You've become a mom.
Yes, I'm a mama now and everything's much more important. And and everything's also scarier. And but yeah. I feel like I've accomplished so much with just this baby, you know, that I'm like, I can make a baby. I could do anything. I could have a C-section and survive. I'm going to do anything, like easy. And then I lost, because that was so hard, I was like, next challenge. And I lost the healthy way, 60 pounds.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, nothing can stop me. I'm on fire. And then I wrote this album.
The music is upbeat. It makes you want to dance. But Trainor's also unpacking things a lot of women and new moms deal with. From the scars left behind by her C-section to the weight gain that made her feel less than beautiful. In her song titled Made You Look, she sings about the moment she learned to love her body again.
I could have my Gucci on. I could wear my Louis Vuitton. But even with nothing on. I made you look.
My therapist said when I was working through all the scar work and the body love, she was like, I want you to stand in the mirror naked for 5 minutes every day. And the first day I was like shaking and staring at the clock like, am I done? And by the third day I was like, well, you know what? I got nice legs. So like I could slowly see myself liking myself more. So when I was in the shower one day, I was trying to write that in a song of like, I don't have to like dress in all this fancy clothes. I can wear a hoodie and my husband still thinks I'm hot, and I could be naked and he thinks I'm hot. And I'm like, I still made you look, like after all of that.
Yeah. I want to talk about the song Superwoman.
Because I cry more than a little, and if I'm Superwoman,
it's not really about a superwoman who's perfect, right? And all of those pressures on women specifically to have work-life balance and do it all.
Yeah, I felt weird. I was being interviewed a lot about like, you had a baby, everything's perfect, you're writing music, and you're so confident, you love your body. How do you do it all? And I was like, oh, you've misunderstood. Like, I was like, I feel like a hypocrite. I was like, I'm none of those things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a badass and I'm accomplishing a lot, but sometimes I just want to cry in a hole and like, I want someone to take care of me. And so that's what Superwoman was about. And it was about the work balance with my mom guilt of like, I don't see my kid a lot when I'm at work all day. And how do I want four kids. And I'm like, what am I going to do if I'm working? I don't get to see all four of them, you know?
Yeah.
So. You know how you can spiral. But yeah. I didn't want people to think this is all, everything's perfect, you know?
Yeah. While you're young, that song to me felt like almost like advice to a younger version of yourself.
I know you've been hurting for weeks. You stay up late and cry yourself to sleep. And it's okay if you don't like what you see. You've only just begun and you're good enough. And I know.
Yes, While You're Young was a song for puberty. It was a song for me. Because I've been looking at pictures of me like as a teenager. And I'm like, oh boy, you know, I'm like this sweet girl. I want to hug her. So I wanted to write a song about it of like, girl, I know it's been tough, but I promise you all your dreams are going to come true. So go ahead and make those mistakes. She would never believe that I would become a pop star. And she never thought she would marry Spy Kids, you know? Like,
but she did. Trainor's married to Spy Kids legend Daryl Sabara, and he had some expectations to live up to. One of Trainor's earliest hits, Dear Future Husband, made it clear what she was looking for.
Take me on a date, I deserve a date. And don't forget the flowers every anniversary. Cause if you treat me right, I'll be the perfect wife. Buying groceries, buying what you need.
So I just had to ask, was he the guy you described in the song?
Oh yeah, but he's way better than what I was describing. You know, he opens every door and he gives me foot rubs almost every night. He loves me. He knows how hard I'm working. He takes care of our kid while I'm at work all day. That's the biggest thing we have, is like we take care of each other. That's different than any relationship I ever had.
Yeah.
And as my partner in this life, we're just trying to make each other level up. It's really awesome to have someone like him.
Yeah. I love that. We help each other level up.
Yeah.
You're very active on TikTok. I wanted to ask about how it's changed the way people make music.
TikTok can blow up a song from any year, from any artist, with label or no label. Like, there's no rules anymore. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, the universe is speaking. They want the doo-wop and I'm going to bring it. But then every song on this album, I was like, oh, TikTok's going to love it. You know, like, Mama Wanna Mambo.
Mama Wanna Mambo. Mambo, mama wanna mambo, mambo, baby, why don't we go, somewhere we can mambo, mambo.
I was like, oh my God, all the moms are gonna dance to this while like holding their babies or doing something crazy, you know?
Trainer calls this album, Taking It Back, her favorite. What makes it so different? What makes it your favorite?
Each song has a purpose and has an important message. A lot of these songs can turn your day around if you're having a tough day. So I'll be your therapist, pop on this album, and have a great old time. And I want people to feel like I'm hugging them, you know? Hugging them while dancing to them. I'll be everyone's bestie.
When the rhythm gets you high, gonna put you in the mood.
Meghan Trainor, her new album is called Taking It Back.
Cause you can't even lie, kinda makes you wanna move.
Thanks so much, Meghan. This was such a pleasure.
Thank you. You're amazing. Thank you for the best day ever. Thank you.